What's up, witches?
And welcome back to Witch Pitch.
And I'm Minx.
I'm Talia.
And today's episode is about...
empaths.
What are empaths, you ask?
What are empaths? That's a good question.
Well, if we want the dictionary definition, an empath is a person with the paranormal ability to apprehend. So like to guess.
Mm-hmm.
Or to know. I say that, like, in quotes.
To feel.
To feel the mental or emotional state of another individual. So, basically, we're talking about feeling people's vibes.
Yeah.
To put Pretty it simply. Much. To put it in, like, a 2020 view.
Yeah, just feel the vibe.
Feeling the vibe. So, when you vibe check someone, like, that's what we're doing all the time.
Yeah, constantly.
Constant vibe checks.
So, I'm an empath.
Yeah. I'm also an empath, but Talia's much stronger of an empath.
I mean, it's kind of like a blessing and a curse.
It is a blessing and a curse, because, like, you can feel the vibe of a room.
It makes it way easier to help people, which is what empaths do. Empaths are generally healers, helpers. We strive to make everyone feel better, even if it makes us feel worse.
Which is, like you said, a blessing and a curse.
So. Yeah. Like, if somebody is in like, any sort of, like, distress, like, I will stop everything I'm doing
and be to like, help I them. Got you, girl. Like,
I even will if help it you. Like makes me suffer, I will always help. And mm-hmm. I'm trying to learn how to protect my energy, which is something we're gonna talk about in a little bit. But yeah, I really need to get better at that, because I really like focus on others more than myself.
Which is not good. You gotta watch out for yourself, girl.
But that's also very common in empaths.
I know. It's a bit self-destructive, and it's a habit we have. So I know I've been doing this for a very long time, where it's putting others in front of my own
Pretty needs. Much my entire life.
Yeah. We were talking about this in my car not long ago, like an hour ago, about how we feel like we put a lot of effort and energy into helping people. And once they feel better, they never help us when we're down, which is like a struggle as an empath. Because you're like,
you constantly put everything you have into these people and they give nothing in return.
Which is like, it's a sucky feeling, because it's like, I'm doing so much to help you, but you can't stop helping them because you're an empath.
Because so then you feel guilty.
Then you feel guilty. When they're upset, you're like, sometimes I'm like, oh, like, whatever. She like screwed me over. But then like, oh, my friend calls me and. She's just like, I'm so sad. And I'm like, I got you.
I'll be over in a minute.
I'll be over in a minute. But, like, when it's me, they're like, stop crying.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
It's so unfortunate.
I know.
But being an empath is also a really good thing.
Yeah. Like we said, blessing and a curse.
Yeah. Like, let's do a little story time. One time story I was time. Hanging out with two of my friends, and they brought along a little freshman.
Oh, no.
A little freshman joined us. And he, like, he was so uncomfortable. I could feel his heartbeat. My heartbeat ended up matching his. It was racing. I was cold and sweaty. And I felt every little bit of his anxiety as if it were my own, which happens to me a lot. If somebody is feeling upset, angry, sad, it, like, my emotions.
Like, reflect.
That, yeah.
Almost.
It's like a mirror. So... it's really hard to, like, figure out if what I'm feeling is my own or somebody else's energy. But I realized that he was feeling really, really bad. And, like, I could tell, like, the music was bothering him. It was too much. Like, everything was just too much for him. And I could tell he was about to have a panic attack. So, like, low-key, I changed the lighting. I made everything a little bit dimmer. I did, like, slower music. Changed the conversation. I completely changed the vibe of the room without even talking to my other two friends, because I knew this is what this kid needed. And he ended up feeling so much better. I gave him a little fidget toy to, like, kind of keep his nerves in check.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, like, while it was really scary, because that was the first experience I had ever had of, like, feeling somebody else's emotions that strongly, I felt really good after. Because, like, that meant, like, my power is growing. And it really just showed me that, like, I do have the ability to help people, like.
Yeah, and you did it in a way where, like, You didn't even have to say anything. You just kind of did it.
Yeah, because he was already uncomfortable. I didn't want to make matters worse. And, so like, vocalize it. I was low-key about it.
Yeah, so that's one of the benefits of being an empath, is, like, knowing a situation. So I was the captain of my color guard team. Mm-hmm. Not the flex.
Captain.
But besides the point, amazing experience. But being a captain means a lot of responsibility with younger members.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew this one group of friends was struggling. And, like, I could feel it off of one girl. And I just walked up to her and I was like, hey, what's up? And she was like, nothing. And I was like,
it's always nothing.
It's always nothing, right? Oh
my God. And like, I looked, say how you feel.
Right. I looked at her and I was like, tell me what's going on. Like, I know something's wrong. I can feel it off of you. And she was just like, if I'm going to say it, like, I'm going to cry. And I was like, okay, let's go into the other room.
It's okay to cry.
No, I was like, let's just
talk. Why is everyone so against crying? It's such a great way to release your emotions.
Uh-huh. And it helps so much. It, like, lifts the weight
off. Feel and move on.
Exactly. So anyways, I took her like into the room and I talked to her and she cried. And I brought in like all her friends and we had this like hour-long therapy session of just like telling each other how we felt and like what was going on. And I could feel like the tension in the room in the beginning, and once it started to fizzle out, I knew like, okay, it was time to start wrapping mm-hmm. things up. And I kept going until I felt the tension release, and I like never realized I could do that. Like, it was
honestly
crazy.
It's such a good feeling.
It was crazy how I like led the conversation until they like resolved their problems.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so nice to see them like all hug at the end and everyone was so happy again.
It's a good feeling to be able to help people.
I know. And like,
I love helping people.
I see this girl and I ask her all the time, I'm like, how are your friends or whatever? And she's a freshman, so she's having typical freshman drama. And she's like, well, this person said this and this, so I'm not talking to them. And I was like, okay. Remember what happened last time?
Freshman.
And she was like, yeah. And I was like, how about you double check? And like, I'm teaching them how to mature, you know,
yeah.
Like teaching them, like, don't play telephone, you know, the game telephone, where you, like, say something mm-hmm. in someone's ear. And then it's like, you say like, I don't know, like doorbell, but all of a sudden it becomes spaghetti. Like that's the game they're playing
yeah.
freshman year. So yeah, I told her, I was like, how about you talk to your friends and instead of play this game again, because we know what happened last time. She was like, yeah, you're right. So it was nice to have that like moment of connection with people. It was like a nice human connection.
Yeah. And
to like help resolve someone else's problem.
The more you help people in that way, the easier it gets to help people.
Yeah. So like I feel vibes off of people all the time.
Oh, same.
But sometimes people's vibes are so strong. We can get into this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pointing at a list I have. Like, I can identify people who are struggling, but sometimes there's people that struggle so hard, it's almost impossible to help them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a hard pill to swallow, like, realizing
especially
you
as an
can't
empath.
Help everyone.
It's so painful. I hate finding people like that because it's like, I want to fix you so bad.
I know. I like to fix people and then I get in my head and I'm like, oh, I can do it. And then I get hurt when they don't change.
I know. Girl, I know what you're saying. There's a lot of people I've met. There's this one girl that literally sitting in the car with her made me cry.
I remember that.
I was texting Tali about it, and it literally...
That happened to me the other night.
Yeah, all I did was sit in the car, and I could just, when she was talking, she wasn't even, like, upset or anything. She was just talking, but I could, like, feel this, like, anxiety, and my chest was, like, tight, and I was like, what is going on? And I was feeling her vibe. Like, her inside, like, anxiety was coming through to me. And I was panicking and I was crying in the back of the car, like, silently. Because I was like, why am I crying? And
It's really hard to separate.
Yeah, separate yourself from, I know. And I remember just being like, I don't know what to do. I don't really know this person. And I know what they're going through in life, and it's not something I can fix because that's just life. And unfortunately, sometimes when people live through horrible things, you can't fix them because that's a lot of like outside forces that there's nothing you can do about. Mm-hmm. Which is
you
so
don't
annoying.
Have control over everything.
It's so annoying. I wish I did.
Me
Are
too.
You kidding?
Life would be so much easier.
I know. So how about any experiences you have?
I don't know if this has happened to you because I haven't really talked to you about this, but sometimes, like, out of nowhere, like, my stomach will just start hurting. I'll get a crazy headache. I just, out of nowhere, I just feel shitty. Mm-hmm. And with, like, every single time that happens, within 24 hours, I get a call from, like, one of my friends, like, crying.
No, yeah, 100%.
Like, that, like, shitty feeling is them, either something bad happening to them or them making a poor decision that I know I'm going to have to fix.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get that a lot.
Get the vibe a lot. It's because we're in high school, so everyone kind of feels like shit.
Yeah. Oh, my God. School. Okay. So for those of you, or all of you, don't really know me. So at school, I have, like, the worst, like, RBF in the world.
Translation, resting bitch face, if you didn't know. Okay, it's 2020. Get it together.
Yeah. So at school, I don't like – I mean, I do a little bit because I feel like a bad bitch. But I don't know. I'm a bitch, but it's, like, by design.
I'm a bitch. I love that.
I literally keep, like, a cold exterior to try and separate myself from all the chaos that's going on around me.
I remember going back from winter break back to school, and I cried the first 3 days because there's so much chaotic energy in the halls.
Oh, my God.
And it literally stresses the fuck out of me.
That's why I'm just, like, I go into, like, scary mode, so then people don't, like, talk to me, don't touch me, like, so my, like, energy,
I'm just here to get
own
through the day.
Exactly.
Don't talk to me. I don't want to hear anything about your drama. Just stay out of it.
Stay out of my way.
Stay out of my way. And bulldoze through the crowds.
I will push, like, a 6'3" football player out of the way.
Oh,
I don't,
yeah,
give a shit.
I know you don't give a shit. Especially going up. So there's one staircase, the main staircase.
Mm-hmm.
So many people go up that staircase.
That's
and
the worst staircase.
The amount, it's like being hit in the face with a whole bunch of emotions. There's sad, depressed kids. There's the ones that are jeweling. There's the ones that are...
the crackheads.
Yeah, there's the crackheads. That's what I'm trying to imply. There's the people who are, like, just way too hyper for, like, for, like,
oh,
10 in the morning.
I cannot deal with those people. Just settle
just
down.
Relax. And
you
then there's
don't
the,
need to be
and then
like
there's
that.
Like the people that are just like 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 just I don't know where their mind is.
Not there.
Not there. They're just non-existent.
Yeah.
They're floating.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, it's so much for, like, and as an empath, it's so much to take in that I don't know how to process it. So I just cry.
We have very two different ways of doing that. I turn into a bitch and you turn into a sad bitch.
I cry. I just cry all the time. It's so natural for me to just sob.
It's really unnatural for me to cry. Growing up, I really, like, bottled up every single emotion because that's what I was taught to do. My family is not very affectionate. We're not touchy-feely. We don't talk about our feelings. So,
I bottled up for years, and I think it's all just flowing out of me now.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why,
sure,
I cry all the time.
That's probably going to be me in a couple of years. Or if my shadow work goes nicely now.
Maybe, yeah.
We all know I've been trying to work on myself.
Yeah, we all are. Laughs nervously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So why don't we try and talk about, like, protecting your energy?
Yeah. So minus all, like, the bad stuff we've talked about, now we're going to talk about ways you can keep yourself.
Get through it.
Yeah. I was like, what's
not,
the word?
Not only survive, but thrive as being an empath.
Snapping fingers,
right?
For that. Yes, bitch.
So one of the best ways to protect your energy is... I like to do, you know, little...
Whip it out.
Mm-hmm,
uh-huh.
A little protection talisman. So when I create talismans, I say, like, a personalized chant, prayer, spell?
Question mark? No, call it what you want.
Mm-hmm. But I always write a new one for each item I enchant because... nothing's the same. Everything is a little bit different.
You gotta spice it up a bit.
Yeah.
You can't offend your talisman.
No.
You gotta give it something special.
Yeah.
Each time.
So I always just pour all of my energy that I have at the moment into this talisman and pretty much make it a shield around me 24/7 because I never take it off.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a shield that pretty much dissipates negative energy, negative spirits, emotions. It kind of acts as like a buffer between you and the other people.
Like, imagine superheroes when they like get shot like bullets at them, but they have like this magical shield that they just have, like, zaps a force field. It fizzles it away. That's what I'm thinking about, a force field.
Yeah.
That's basically what you're doing, but for emotions.
So you can always just do a regular protection spell, but I find talismans or charms are a little more effective because if you're constantly carrying it with you or wearing it, it'll obviously work better.
Now, do you remember, I can't speak, I was like, do you recommend recharging your talismans?
I do.
I do.
Yes.
I know, like, I feel like it's important because I feel like that stuff runs out of energy, you know? Does. Especially if you're being hit with a lot of shit at once.
Yeah. So, I'd say every couple of months, sometimes every month if it's been.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe every month.
Yeah, if it's been a hard month, every month.
Which is every month.
Pretty much. I layer new protection spells on the talisman, so every month it gets stronger and stronger, which is why now I'm able to, like, space it out a little bit. But, yeah, definitely treat it with respect. Anytime I put my talisman on or take it off, I give it a little kiss.
I put my pendant, my talisman in quotes. Mm-hmm. I put mine in a chalice when I'm not wearing it. So I'm like, respect it, you know.
The only time I'm not wearing mine is when I'm in the shower.
I need to start wearing my pendant again because I've been okay when I wear it. And when I don't, I cry.
Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah.
Nervous laughter. Like, I don't carry any crystals on me anymore. I don't. It's been a rough.
Oh, my God.
It's been a rough time. I'm struggling.
When you're struggling, it's the time to, like, armor up.
Armor up. I know. I've been such a bad witch.
You bad witch.
Bad witch. Yeah, I'm really bad witch.
Okay, me, though. I used to do a spell every single night. Now I do one maybe, like, once every 2 weeks to a month if I'm lucky.
Yeah.
There's no time or energy.
I know, because you know what's happening to that energy? It's being sucked out of me. Oh, didn't think of that.
By some energy vampires.
Vampires, yeah. There's emotional vampires out there.
Yeah, those are people who just constantly take and take your good energy. No matter
what you do,
they just continue to, like, suck the life out of you.
Exactly. And it's hard to be around those people. Like, that's why I need to take breaks from certain people, because they just suck the absolute life force out of me.
It's so hard because, like, I love them to death, but I can't stand being around them for long periods of time. Just because I get so exhausted just being in their presence.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Clapping? Because yes, bitch. Like, I'm hitting things. Okay. I can't. I would just
take a deep breath.
I would name people, but we're on a podcast. So, like,
we cannot do that.
We cannot do that. That would be bad. Uh-huh. But I just.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yes. I wrote the letter out and she was like, yes, okay, got you. Yeah, it's just so energy vampires. That's exactly what there are. There are. God, I can't talk. Okay.
Okay, other ways to protect yourself.
Other ways to protect yourself? We talk protection spells.
You can ground your energy.
I never do that. I always forget that's a thing. I
tell you to.
I know. I forget that's a thing.
Okay,
I grounded in the last spell because I told you about the fizzling pink water. Okay, yeah. Great.
I always ground for spells, but I need to get better at doing it in public areas. Because if you're feeling very overwhelmed, anxious, what I like to do is just, like, take a deep breath, plant my feet firmly on the ground. And what I do, everyone does this differently, by the way. But what I do is I send, like, bright white energy into the ground and then pull it back up into my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just sit there feeling my own energy. It's like reassuring yourself that what you have is yours.
Yeah, and this is all, like, visualization. This is not, like, obviously there's not real, like.
No. Light beams of light do not come out of my feet.
No. Imagine.
But it's just a really good way to calm yourself down and help to, like, separate things in your head.
Quite literally, ground yourself.
Yeah. So that's a really helpful way to, like, help yourself feel better.
Mm-hmm.
I need to start doing that. Sometimes at
work. You need to start doing that. Girl, I need to remember to do that.
At work, if it's, like, a crazy rush, I'll just go in the bathroom and just, like, grab just myself. Like, and like, I
on
need
the toilet,
this.
Sitting, just, like, visualize the white light.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And then we wanted to talk about ways to recharge.
So yeah.
Grounding could be a sense of recharging. We both read. That was funny.
I feel like grounding isn't recharging. It's feeling what you have,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Feeling the energy you have.
Yeah.
Okay. To recharge.
To recharge. honestly, I like to just read a book.
Meditate.
Oh, meditating is a great way to do it.
If you're like me and you like music meditation's really good. Yes. That's one of my favorites, is just sitting in a quiet room with just music playing and focusing just on listening to the music.
Yeah.
It's crystals?
Yeah, crystals. They can help you feel better, give you that boost of energy that we all need.
Exactly. That's what they're there for.
Uh-huh. They're very helpful tools in almost every situation.
She says wearing her selenite.
Mm-hmm. Always.
And then I'm sorry, I interrupted you. You say something?
Pretty much any way you like to care for yourself, whether it be a bath, face mask, reading, doing your homework.
Getting a manicure, pedicure, going shopping.
Spending time with your family. Just any way.
That. Yeah.
Any way, like, that you like to, you know, care for yourself is a way to recharge.
Yeah.
Recharge.
So today's topics that we went over were what an empath is, mm-hmm. what it's like living as an empath, vampires. Emotional vampires, protecting your energy, and then also
recharging.
So I think that's a good way to wrap up today's episode.
Yeah.
We talked this was more informational today.
Yeah.
It was a lot of learning.
And honestly, we barely scratched the surface. There's so much more to empaths than we could even talk about in like an hour.
Yeah,
like,
so I hope this was a nice little
maybe
basic
we can do
intro.
A part two if you guys like it.
Yeah,
maybe.
if this episode gets a lot of listens, I mean, maybe. We'll think about it.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, so let's close out.
All right, peace out, witches.